USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Wednesday tweeted that he had granted a full pardon to former National Security Advisor, retired Army General Michael Flynn. A Department of Justice spokesperson said the department was not consulted, but that this is obviously an appropriate use of the president's pardon power. The Supreme Court steps in to protect houses of worship in New York. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
New York won't be able to enforce a COVID-19 restriction on houses of worship after the Supreme Court issued an injunction late Wednesday. By a 5-4 vote, the court issued an opinion that called the coronavirus restrictions a violation of religious freedom because the orders singled out churches and synagogues, while businesses that were deemed essential were allowed to operate with few restrictions. The state of New York had tried to put 10- and 25-person occupancy limits on houses of worship, leading to the from the Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn and Agadath Israel. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
From the Irony Files, last week Cornell University student government voted 15-14 not to disarm campus police. Cornell University activists then threatened violence against student government representatives who voted against disarming the campus police. How about an app that tells you what your feline is saying? USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
Since reading a cat's mind is impossible, Javier Sanchez is currently developing an app called Meow Talk that promises to translate your cat's vocalizations into something humans can understand. He helped develop Amazon Alexa and now works for tech company Akvelin. And his team has found that cats often have one of 9 different intents they are trying to relay when they meow. And each message has its own type of meow. Cat owners who download the app are able to record their cat's meows and then get a translation of the sound. Meow Talk is still under development and is continually being refined and updated. And if all else fails, you can always adopt a dog. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The NFL had scheduled 3 games for your Thanksgiving holiday. Enter COVID-19 from stage left, and the need to drop a game off today's schedule is explained by NFL Chief Medical Officer Dr. Alan Sills.
It's like with every situation, it's an abundance of caution, trying to make sure we create the safest possible environment for players, coaches, staff, everyone that's involved. And so we look at each one of these situations and ask ourselves, do we understand transmission? Do we believe we can put the pieces together to figure out when we're out of that risk of further transmission? So in any one of these situations, you're looking at who's at risk, how long are they at risk for, and if we think there's still a vulnerability to a substantial number of people, then it's best to postpone, and so that's what we've done here.
The Steelers-Ravens game has been pushed back to Sunday at 1:15 p.m. Eastern because many Baltimore players have tested positive for COVID-19.
We've done a very, very deep dive into this situation. We've interviewed everyone involved. We looked at all the data. We've also done what's called genomic epidemiology, meaning we've gone in and looked at the exact genome of the virus samples from all the infected individuals. So we feel like we have a really good handle on exactly when transmission occurred and how it occurred. And I think that we feel like we're just a couple of days away from being out of that window of vulnerability for that transmission event. So obviously, you have to take each day as it comes and look for any new data that may emerge. But right now, we simply feel like that as of tomorrow, we would not have confidence in going forward. But I think we feel we're very close to the end of that transmission event. And at present, we're targeting Sunday, absent any new information that would change the facts that we have right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.